Test Zion 7, Toshin Vivov, Rav Lev Goldberg Shlita. Just one second.
About a story of Maisa Shaloi Hoya, which hopefully will bring out the points, many of the points in the Gel Halacha, the story didn't happen. There was once a Yid called Mr. Shlomazel, and he didn't have much money, and everything he did, he struggled, and one day his son came a chasna. Very nice, tried to arrange the money for the chasna. He was scribbling every penny, and it came the week before chasna, and he realized he doesn't have money to buy the ring for the chasna to give the camel. As much as he would try, and this is quite an important part of the procedure, but he's got to buy this ring. The jeweler is not prepared to give it him on credit, so he's racking his brains, what can he do to raise the money to buy the ring? Now he remembers he's got his nice bicycle, his trusty bicycle he's had for many years. He'll sell it, and with the money he'll buy the ring. So, puts an advert in the local advertiser. Very good bicycle for sale, brilliant condition, lightweight, Shimano gears, 27 gears, perfect condition, and £200. Puts his contact details, and didn't take long, he got a phone call. Yes, wow, I'm interested, good price, what make is it, whatever. Fine. So he said, if you don't mind, give me the money now, and I'll bring you the bike after the chasna, because I haven't got time now to see to it. After chasna, the first day, after chasna, I'll deliver it to you. Fine, very good, he gave him the money. Let's say he did a Kenyan as well, and now he runs to the jeweler with his £200, he buys a ring and gives it to his son for the chasna. So, all went well, the Kaddish, the whole chasna was very nice chasna. The next day, keeps to his word, takes his bike and delivers it to the buyer. The buyer takes the bike, he says, first of all, it's rusty. Second of all, the gears are not working properly. And it's not lightweight. It's definitely not in perfect condition. I'm not interested. I want my money back. So Mr. Shlomazel realizes that he's a bit overdone his description of the bike. And it's taka. He's caused by describing it in such glowing terms, he's made it into a mechachos. Because the buyer understood that he's buying a bike in much better condition. So he agrees, yeah, you're quite right. Okay, I'll take it back. Unfortunately, I don't have the money to give you back. He said, what do you mean? He said, well, I've just spent the money on the wedding ring. So the buyer is very cross, and he marches off to the jeweler, and he says, you have to give me the money back. That money, which you got as payment for the ring, was stolen, because I gave it to him only for the bike, and the bike sale fell through, so I want my money back. So the jeweler says, I'm not giving you the money back unless I get the ring back, because the money is paid for the ring, I don't give on credit, don't trust this person, I would like the ring back, and then I'll give you the money back if it's your money, if that's what you say, that's fine, but I'll give you the trouble is, if you give the ring back, does that spoil the condition? And that's the shaila. If you got money, which turned out to be from a mechatos, and with that you bought a ring, and with that you're a mekadosh isha, and then the mechatos kicks in, so now everything has to be undone, and the money has to go back, and you haven't got enough money to give back, and this money's been spent on the ring, does that undo the sale of the ring, and does that undo the kiddush? And that's the shadow I want to discuss today.
Money It's not Ben.
We can talk about a case when it's not Ben, when it is Ben. Okay, but the truth is, we're talking before Yehoshia, and there's a din in the Gemara, Hagoizel, or Machlis Bonov, Rot from Yisrael Goyva, Rot from Yisrael Goyva. If somebody, before Yehoshia, someone steals, let's take a case of stealing, and passes it on to someone else, then they mix up and claim from either. So therefore, the Chari can claim from the children as well. You've got the money, which is not from me. Now, it might be mixed in with your other money, but you owe the money. So the crux of the question is how to look at Mekat Tolls. What is when you undo a Mekat because it was faulty and the money has to be given back, what's the status of that money until it's given back? So there's a very interesting Nasivus in Simon Reish Lama Beis Yukotin Tess, and he says like this. In a case when a person bought something and he only did Kinyan Kesef, and he hasn't yet done Mashiach. Now we know that the Rabbanim were Mesakan, that you can only be Kohen and Metalklin with various Kinyanim, Mashiach, Akbar, whatever, but Kesef, you can't be Kohen with. But if he did give the Kesef, although in theory you can retract this, but there's a Misha Par. Now, the buyer who's received the money, the seller who has received the money and has not yet given over the article, is he allowed to use that money for the moment? Because the person hasn't taken his item, but he's paid the money. So the halacha is, he can use the money, and if the person retracts on the sale, he's, for some reason he's quasar and he wants his money back, then the seller is a shoyme socher on the money. If the money has not yet been used, he's a shayla sacha on the money, because he did gain by taking this money. He had an option of using it as a sale, so there's some hanor involved. So he's not like a shayla chanor. On the other hand, he's got to give it back, it's not his money. So he's got a din of a shayla sacha. If the money's been used, then he's a loiver. He's a borrower, because he had permission to use the money. Someone gives the money for a purchase, even though he was closed on the purchase afterwards. But for the moment, he's given him the money, he's allowed to use that money. It's like he's given rishus to use that money. So it's like if he uses the money, it's like a halvah. It's like a loan to the seller. So he's allowed to use it. And he'll have to pay it back like a loan. Says the Nesiva, somewhat to tango, that a mekachos is similar. You sell something, you get the money, and the sale dissolves later. So for the moment, the money is like a halvah. It's like a loan. It was given with permission, and turns out the whole thing's collapsed. So it's like a loan. That's what the Nesivas say, some want to say. It says the Nesivas, no, it's not true. There's a big difference between a case when a person bought something with Kinyan Kesef, and then there was a Chazara, and a case where the whole thing was a Mekach Tolls, because in the case of Mekach Tolls, it means there was a mistake from the very beginning, which was only realized later. Because it goes with Mafreya as retroactive, that it was a mistake, it turns out now that the money was given in error. In the case of a Mekach, when you pay Kesef, and then later he retracts, so the retraction is Mekach Lavol. The Mekach was not finalized, he still had the option of retracting, but the money was given with permission to use it. That never changes. Now he has to give it back. So that's more like a loan. But in a case where it turns out the money should never have been given in the first place, the whole thing was an error, it was a mistake. The item was sold because of a misunderstanding or wrong description, whatever it is. So then it turns out, says the Sivus, the money is Gezer Lamafreya. The money in the hands of the person who took the money is Gezer. Now Gezer's got a whole lot of different rules. By Gezer, he's first of all, he's Chayav Achrayus. So if anything happens to him, it's not used yet. He's got the money in the bundle still. But if anything happens to that money, Gezer has his Chayav Oitzim. If he's just a Shem HaZachar, or something like that, then if something happens to it which is beyond his control and holiness, then he's going to be potter. So that's a big difference. So in our case, l'chayra, according to the Nesivos, where the money from Mechatos was used to buy the ring which was Mekadosh the Kala, it turns out it was Gezel in his hands. And if it was the din is, if someone steals money and buys something to be Mekadosh, it's not Mekadoshes. So the l'chayra, it would seem, it's not Mekadoshes. The Ramah says in Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Chofkim, that when there's a Mecha Tov and the money has to be returned, let's say you buy something from a shop and it's faulty, you go back to the shop, return the item, they agree, yes, it's faulty, sorry, you know what, we'll give you a credit note. That is absolutely against Halacha. The Halacha is they have to give back money. They're not allowed to give anything else if the buyer wants his cash back. You have to give him cash, you can't give him credit notes. If it wasn't a proper mum, that's something else. But if it's a proper mum, it's clearly a Mecha Tov, they have to give the money back. I think that's in the Ramah, that you have to give the money back. But that sounds like a Mecha Tov is like a Havon, because it's in the case of a loan, the din is you have to give cash back. If it would be Gezel, so then there's an option of paying with other things sometimes. So why is it that we're saying it's like a halvah, according to the Nesivos, that seems to say by Mekach Tos, the money is just gezel in the hands of the seller. Why does he have to give back cash? He should be able to give back other things. So that is not so schwer, because you have to go into the reasons. Why is it, in the case of a loan, you have to give back cash? The Gemara says, Mois Yoyv, Mois Koshoto. When the person lent the money, it was on the understanding he's going to get money back. He's not interested in getting items of value back. He wants money back. And on that understanding, he lent the money. In the case of Gezel, it's a different question. There, it's just a responsibility to pay, and there's different ways of how you can pay. In this case, when it's a Mekach Tos, I think it's clear when a person buys something, it's on the understanding that if something goes wrong and the Mekach retracts, then he wants his money back. He doesn't want something in kind, he wants his money back. So in that sense, it's more similar to a loan and not to Gezel. So just to be clear so far, the halachas of Gezel and Havah are very different. In the case when a person borrowed money, he can spend the money or whatever he likes, and he's got the dinim of a loiva. If, for example, he gave someone money to look after, and he said, if you want, you can use it. So till he's used it, he's a shev sachar. If he used it, he's a loiva. And the same would apply if a person does a kinyan kesef, and he hasn't done a shicha yet, so if the person retracts and gives back money, for the moment he's a Shema Sata, and if he spends it, he's a labor. So the receivers, but in the case of the Mekach Tos, where the whole sale was in error, then that money which the seller is holding, you have to look at it as the same category as Gezel. And Gezel, you totally have Bachrayas, and you have Lensing, but the receivers will agree that if the sale is retracted, you have to actually give back money and anything else in cash. However, this is mamish not posh, because in Eben HaEzer, Siman Kafes, the very interesting Tor, who brings Rambam says, and the Rosh says, if someone's Mekadosh Isha with the Suri Hano, even if the Suri Hano is Rabbanon, for example, Chometz, a type of chametz which is also midrabanan, or it's in the shor shishis, and now before chatzis, where it's also behanah midrabanan, and someone's mekadosh isha with that is a hanah, she's not mekadoshes. Says the Rambam, what happens if a person sold his suri hanah, and with the money was mekadosh isha? Says the Rambam, even if the Yisuri Hano was an Yisuri Beri Raisa, let's say Chometz on Pesach, he sold Chometz on Pesach, or Orla, something like that, where there's an ominous and ominator, and with that money he went and was Makadosh Isha, says Rambam, she's Makadosh. Because you're not giving her this and all, you're giving her money. Says the Torah, time of the Rosh, one minute, there's a problem here. Because when you sold this Isanah, it should be in Agathos. Right? How's that sale valid? Says the Rosh, this is only true in a case where either you sold the Chomets to a Goy, in which case it's a proper Mekach, or you told the buyer that it's Isanah, and he didn't care, and he still bought it. So as far as the sale is concerned, it was a valid sale. Thing is, you weren't allowed to do it because you're getting Hanol from Isui Hanol, but it is a valid sale. Then it's true that he uses the money to be Makadosh Isha, she's Mukudashis. Says the Rosh. Dafka Keshemokri La'akum Oi Li Yisori Yodea Lekeshu Isui Hanol. Avolim Eino Yodea. If the buyer was unsuspecting and he thought it was a normal kosher food and really it was Isui Hanol, then the Rosh Loichal Hamecha Vamos Gezel Biyat Hamoicha. Sounds very similar to the Zivas, yeah? That, and then the sale is invalid. The money is Gezel in the hands of the seller, and therefore the Kiddushin is bottom. There's no Kiddushin. So, in other words, if someone sells a Mechach Tos of Orla or Chometz or Pes or something, which is Asa Ano, and with the money is Makadosh Isha, and the sale took place without the buyer realizing, so it was a Mecca clause, then the whole condition is bought. However, the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Ram argue with the Rosh. And they say, no, she is Mukadash in such a case. That means, a person sold Isuri Hanol, let's say he had Orla, something which he's not allowed to get any benefit from whatsoever, and he sold it to somebody who was unsuspecting. He thought it was a good sale, and then he finds out it's Orla, he wants his money back. But that money has been used to be Makadosh Isha. They say it is Makadosh. Why? Because it's not Gezel, it's like Halvor. In other words, it's a very interesting question here. When the Mekach is bottled, how do you look at the money which is in the hands of the seller? They say it's like a halvor. He took the money, we didn't steal it, but he has to give it back. So now it's like a halvor. The Rosh says, no, it's like Gezel. So we've got a machlokes to show him about this. But the Machan Ephraim says a moira de kazach, and it's very, very relevant to Maisa. He says it really depends on the Mekach Tos. There's two chilokim. First chiluk, the Machan Ephraim says in Hilchot Zeda Simuch of Gibel, that it depends if the Moicha maliciously misled the Rekeach, or it was a genuine error. If he maliciously intended to mislead the Rekeach, and he sold him a dud, he sold him a Mekach Tos, then the money can be like Gezel. Because he took the money, he had no right to take that money. He took the money off him through deception. That type of money, that's Gezer. Or at least a machlokes rishonim. He said that in a case of Mekach Tos, where it was generally didn't realize, you know, he sold an item, and it turns out that it had some mum in the Mekach. And because of that, the buyer's coming back, he wants his money back, and it was a genuine mistake. In such a case, says the Machlokes Rishonim, that's not Gezel. He took the money, and he had permission to take the money. And at the time, he wasn't doing anything wrong. He was taking the money with permission to use it. He has to give it back. That's like a halvor. And therefore, he's not like a Gezel. And therefore, if someone goes and is Makadosh Isha with that money, she will be Makadosh Isha. In our case, where there was a genuine mistake, I mean, he wasn't maliciously trying to get the money off the other person. It was a genuine mistake. So then it would be Makadosh.
You said that with the Bible, originally he realized after that he had gone through with the description of a beautiful Bible.
Yes.
That's a Mekach Tos.
Yes, it's definitely a Mekach Tos. but it wasn't malicious. That means he, at the time of certain, you know, a person gets carried away a bit, he didn't really realise that he's not describing it properly, and we realise afterwards he obviously shouldn't have done that, but that's not the same as in a Frank's case, where a person tried to sell Isuri Hano. He knew jolly well that this is worth nothing, or it's Chomps on Pesach, Chomps like a matzah, he sold as if they kosher matzahs. That type of thing is gezel. It's only gezel because he's deception, he's taking the money. But if he took the money genuinely, and he realized he shouldn't have taken it, it was a mistake, whatever, then it'll be held on. That's the chiluk of the Machane Ephraim. Hilke Hamoichabem, the Hitte Salikeach, the Agavna Begazlam, or in a case where Kivin Lahato is Velixel, then he's not a Gazlam.
An agent, does that make a difference?
What's the case?
So, Moshe, so I gave my bag to sell, so I told somebody to sell it for me.
Right.
He overdescribed the bag.
So it'll still be a bag of tools, but then it won't be gazel in the hands of the Moshe. Because he never, he took money in Arab, but it wasn't a bag description. Yeah. But there's another chiluk. The mission of the Melech in Perkei Halachazai Mishos brings from himself the same chiluk the Machane Ephraim says, they're both mechavens of the same chiluk, and then he adds another chiluk, which is also very interesting, and it's also negeira maisa. He says, it depends what kind of mekach talks. Let's talk in a case when it was malicious, right? He did it on purpose, and in the case of Orla, which is the case of the Rosh, then the Rosh will hold that gezel because you're taking the money off of the deception. It says the Mishnah Melech, that's only something like Ola, where in essence the Ola is worth zero, because it's Suri Hano. But if you sell something which has value, but it's not as described, and there's something wrong with it, so in that case the buyer has a right to ask for his money back, but if he wants, he might say, okay, I'll keep it, or let's negotiate a new price, or something like that. So because it's not so clear-cut what's going to happen, and it's possible that the buyer will concede, will accept the sale, you can't call the money that the seller received as gezel. Because even if he knew there was something wrong with it, and he knew there's a possibility that the buyer might come back to him, but there's also a possibility that he won't, or there'll come to some arrangement. So they can't call the money gezel. So he says, when do we say a mekach tos is gezel? Well, either it was it was malicious, and the actual value of the item is zero, is nothing. So then, it's clearly the money should not be taken, that's like gezel. But where the money could be taken, he was hoping, we'll sort it out later, some kind of murahetta, he's not allowed to do that, but he was thinking that. So then you can't call the whole money gezel, because there's a possibility he's going to be able to keep it. So then she would be mekudeshes. And that's very negeh lemaisa as well, because in this case of the bag also, it has some value. It could be the buyer would have been happy, you know, despite the fact that it wasn't exactly as described, or there was some warning, or maybe it would come to some partial arrangement. So then it wouldn't be gezel and she would be mekudeshes. When I was telling the Bnei HaKoydel about this shekel, so some of them had the following ha'ara. There is a halacha of takonas hashuk, which means if a person in innocence buys an item and afterwards he discovers that it was stolen, and the person who it was stolen from comes directly to the buyer and says, hey, you've got my item, and he sees it's correct, that it must have been stolen, and missold to him, the din is, he has to give up the item to the nigzal, he has to give it back, but the nigzal has to pay him the money that he paid for it. He has to pay for his own item, and then it's up to the nigzal to try and trace the gazlan to get the money back from him. And why is that so? If he bought a stolen item, why is it the nigzal's responsibility to pay the person who just gone and paid money for it? It's a takana sashuk. It's a special takana midrabanon to enable commerce to take place, because otherwise everyone's going to be nervous when they come to buy something, I just get it taken off me. So therefore, we made a tax on it. Don't worry, what happens, you're not going to lose because you can buy it. If it turns out it is stolen, obviously you're not allowed to buy stolen goods, but if you didn't think it was stolen, or no reason to assume it was stolen, took it, and then the person comes along, you'll get your money back. So that's what is called takana sashuk. So the discussion we have in general is, does takana sashuk apply the other way around? The jeweler who took the money to sell the ring, in all innocence, takana sashuk, maybe he can say, the sale is valid. You want to take away my money, give me back my ring. In the same way that there's a takana sashuk for the buyer, that he'll, if he has to give up the object, he'll get his money back. Maybe there's a takana sashuk for the seller, that he has to give up the money, then he gets his object back. So I said, who says there's such a takana sashuk? Takana sashuk is for buyers, not for sellers. But we looked around, and someone found there's a Shah Mishpat who says there is a takana sashuk. So according to the Shah Mishpat, that there's a takana sashuk, in my case of the jeweler, where there was an akach tos, even if it would have been like Gezel, it could be that the condition is hell, because the jeweler says, I'm not giving you back the money unless you give me back the ring, and you're not giving back the ring, I'm keeping the money, and he's entitled to keep the money, and therefore it's not Gezel, and therefore it's Mukadeshes. Right, got me? However, I found there is Taka Makalikas Achronim about this. There's an interesting decedent in the Kutpei base, you've gotten about it. We discussed the take of a case of a Shleach Taka. We're complicated and we'll get into the details now, but basically he also assumes there's no Takana Sashuk, and there's only a Takana for a buyer, that if he has to give up the item to a Nigzal, then he'll get his money back. But for a seller who has got money which was stolen, and with that he got it as a payment for an item, he won't need to give up that money. So it's a machlekes achronim. So basically, there's three reasons why, in this case of the story which I made up about the bank, it would be a good condition. First of all, it wasn't malicious. Whenever the sale wasn't malicious, then everyone would agree that the money is not called gezel, it's like a havor. Havor is money which is allowed to be spent, so she's mukadeshes. Second of all, there is some value to the item, there is some value to the bank, so according to the Mishnah of the Melech, even by a Mekach Tos, where it has to go back, and even if it was done on purpose, but if it has some value, it's still not gezel, it's still like a halva, and therefore should be mukadeshes. And the third point I'm saying is that it could be, there's a takana sashuk here, that even in a case of, let's say, it will be a case of orla or something like that, it could be, there'll be a takana sashuk, if you're not returning the item, that you won't get, you won't have to give back the money, and therefore should be mukadeshes.
Thank you.